Sir, eyes, the major portion of information gathering happens through the eyes. Maintaining the good eyesight is vital for the knowledge information. Information, one of the senses of knowledge are eyes. And in the cities, you notice even children, they start wearing the glasses from early age. And we went to Himalayas recently. Himalayas in, we spent few days. There, hardly we saw anyone wearing the glasses, even the elderly people. Whereas here, or if you had been to India or China, buildings are so close to each other, more than 50-60% of the people, population have glasses. Wearing the glasses, it is not fixing the problem. All it does is magnifies the image so that we can see. Over the years, we have to keep on changing the glasses to improve the eyesight, to see properly. So glass is not a permanent fix. There are some eye exercise, we will do that one. Every day you can practice, you notice the significant improvement in the eyesight. Looking at the eyes, they say that through my mouth, I can say anything. I can say the untruth also through my mouth. But they say, through your eyes, we can't lie. Look at his eyes, I can make out whether he's telling lie or true. Eyes can't tell the lies, but through mouth we can tell the lies. It's eyes, protect the eyes. There should be a luster in the eyes, not the dull eyes, fresh eyes. And it's scriptures, they describe the eyes as like a lotus petal. If you look at the statue of Lord Buddha, it's a beautiful eyes. That eyes adds the beauty to our face. First, you apply the pressure on your eyebrows, release the tensions from the eyebrow region, and between here, this region, apply the pressure, and the lower part down. Now, without moving the head, move your eyeballs to the right. Without moving your head, move your eyeballs to the right. See whether you can see the wall on the right side. Forward, on to the left. Do not move your eyeballs, or move your head. Only the eyeballs are moving towards the left. Forward, on the right, forward, left, right, left, right, up, look at the ceiling without moving the head. Look at the floor. Remove your glasses. If you are wearing the glasses, remove the glasses. Up, look at the ceiling. Down, floor, down, up, down. Right hand corner, up, up, right hand corner, ceiling, down, left hand corner on the floor, up, left, that corner, right corner, left, downward corner, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, left, upward corner, down, left, down, left, down, left, down. Eyeball circling, big circle. Big circle, reverse. And relax. Close your eyeballs. Eyeballs, close it. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Open it wide, open it wide. As wide as you can. Close, squeeze, 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 squeeze. Open it wide. as wide as you can. Close, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Open it wide. And relax. Bring the thumbs together. Look at the nails. Now, without moving the head, apart your thumbs, still, you should be able to see your fingers on both sides. Do not move your head. The peripheral vision improves. Take your hands as apart as you can. See whether you can see your right palm and left palm without moving the head. Forward, back, 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 forward, left hand down. See whether you can bring the thumb. Bring it close, close. Look at the tip of the thumb. Tip of the thumb, tip of the thumb, tip of the thumb. Your thumb, tip of the thumb is touching your eyebrow center. Look at the tip of the thumb. Into Shambhavi Mudra. Take your thumb as away as you can. Again, forward, forward, forward. Bring the tip of the thumb onto the eyebrow center. Look at the eyebrow center. Move the hand as away as you can. One more time. Onto tip of the thumb to the eyebrow center. And away. Look at, bring the thumb a bit closer. Look at the nail. Bring the thumb closer, about 6 inches away. Now look far away. Look at your nail. Look far away. Look at the thumb. Far away. And back. And relax. You practice this one and finish off again the massage, the eyebrow down. Close your eyes with your palms. Feel the warmth. And back. Regular practice of this one, they say even into 50s, 60s, 70s, you can have a good eyesight without the glasses. And, myself, last week, I had a difficulty seeing too much on the mobile phone, had a blurred vision. I did this one for 2 days, 5 minutes each. Now I can read anything. It's a vision gets corrected very quickly. It's a simple technique instead of, and also when you are going out, in the, as a fashion, we put the cooling glasses, sunglasses. We think it is vital. Eyes require some direct sunlight also. Do not filter all the time. Unless it is too bright, or it has a sun is rising and you can't drive, then only use and avoid using the sunglasses. Sunglasses deteriorates your eyesight. Let the sun see the natural light, not to filter out. It's good for the eyes and nerves. That you practice this one, you see that you may send a message to me next week also. Someone can send your how you feel your eyes. You can, if you think it has improved, you can send an email or a message on the Facebook or social media, and we'll spread the message. Health is in our fingertips. It's not expensive. You can manage yourself, look after yourself. It's without going to the ophthalmologist for trivial things. Thank you. We can turn it off.